So could you please state your name and your position with the
sure.
organization?
My name is Keith Straub. I'm currently legal counsel with Normal, but I'm also the individual that founded the group back in 1970.
Okay, great. And what are your views on this petition that has recently passed?
Well, it hasn't passed now. What they've done is they've gathered adequate signatures that it will be on the ballot in November. But the early indications are we expect we can win this initiative and finally legalize, regulate, and tax marijuana in California. That's something Normal has always advocated for, and we're delighted to see the public debate around the country on marijuana policy finally focusing on the potential benefits from legally regulating marijuana. There are bills this year, not just in California. There was also a piece of legislation that was had hearings recently in Sacramento, but there was also a legalization bill in Washington State, in New Hampshire, in Massachusetts, and there will shortly be one in Oregon. So it is interesting that a large number of people around this country are finally coming to the conclusion that we should regulate the market rather than having a black market.
And what are the benefits that you see from a bill like this passing?
Well, there are a number of things. First off, from the benefit of the state, it is that they could raise substantial revenue at a time when the states are obviously in a financial bind because of the depression and lowered tax revenues. There's an estimate out there right now that the bill that was proposed in the state legislature in California would raise, I think it was $1.3 billion a year in tax revenue for the state. Now, that's not going to solve their problems, but on the other hand, that's a significant step forward. There's one national study that suggests that nationwide, if we legally regulated marijuana, they could raise somewhere in the neighborhood of $34 billion. And again, that's billion, not million.
Mm-hmm.
So the first argument would be it's time for the states to raise revenue rather than spending money arresting and prosecuting marijuana smokers, raise tax revenue the same way they do with alcohol. Secondly, as we learned when we experimented with alcohol prohibition, the only way to avoid the crime and corruption and violence of a black market is to legally regulate the market. Today, in California, or for that matter, in any other state, it is easier for a young person underage to buy marijuana than it is to buy alcohol, because for alcohol, they have to be 21 years old. They have to present an ID. A marijuana dealer who's operating outside the law is not going to ask for an ID. So there are plenty of benefits. From the consumer standpoint, I would argue this as well. Responsible marijuana smokers are just ordinary citizens who prefer to smoke a joint when they relax in the evening, where some of their colleagues may prefer to have a glass of wine or drink a beer. But otherwise, we're law-abiding citizens who work hard and pay taxes and contribute to our communities in a positive way. Consumers should not be forced to go to the black market to buy their marijuana. We need a safe and secure environment where we can buy marijuana, know that it's pure, it hasn't been adulterated, and know that, in fact, we're not going to risk being arrested when we buy the marijuana. So I think there are lots of arguments in favor of legalizing marijuana, but to do that, we have to make sure that a majority of our elected officials know that the public supports this. There was a field poll in California recently that showed 56% of the citizens in the state of California now favor legalizing marijuana, regulating it, and taxing it. There's a national Zogby poll that shows that legalization support is now at 52% nationwide, which is the highest we've ever registered. So I guess what I would say is we've largely won the hearts and minds of the American public. Our challenge now is to convert that public support into public policy.
That was terrific. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
Okay, if you need anything else, call back.
Okay, thanks.